This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Upstate Armory Group. Upstate Armory Group is the third segment sponsor. That's one thing I should make clear. I have been running spots in other places simply because I haven't done their spot yet. Upstate Armory Group has a very robust online ecosystem. Lots of guns sold online with some of the best prices you've ever seen. Big box prices, but they're actually a brick and mortar store. And if you're in the southeastern region, anywhere near the upstate of South Carolina, it behooves you to go check them out in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Regardless, every gun that I get for the most part comes through them. Whether it's from an FFL transfer, like from Reactive Gunworks, or me just picking up a gun somewhere. Me just, my Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, my latest handgun acquisition, it came from them. Came from them. Excellent prices. Excellent selection. My man Jason is a businessman beyond the pale. Check them out, upstatearmorygroup.com, if you're not in that general area. The fastest growing demographic in the gun industry right now as far as new gun buyers is young, urban, and female. And this is beginning to tell. This is beginning to tell on the firearm manufacturers and the retailers and the ranges. It used to be that if you asked a woman what was in her purse, you might get a mixed answer. And nowadays, since 2005, there's been a 77% increase in female gun ownership. More women are taking an interest in concealed carry classes. Frontier Justice, the summit, opened last February and has a number of classes for just women. Women and classes for just women, there's a degree of value to that, because if you're in a mixed class, which, you know, I'm not a sexist. I don't get out there and think, well, I'm a man, so I do it all better. You know, there's things to be said for being in a mixed class, but for somebody that may be new to the segment, new to the discipline of shooting a gun for self-defense, new to the discipline of gunfighting, being in a female-only class may be just a ticket. It may be what gets them past that breaks that ice initially and gets them into that where they can actually learn something. Let's see, Jamie Gleam of Raymore, which I don't know where Raymore is, and her mother, Lisa Dawson, they took a self-defense class at Frontier Justice. She says she signed up for protection. Her husband is in the military, and she wants to feel safe when she's home alone with her 3- and 5-year-old daughters. She said, I'm home alone a lot with a Yorkie, and she wouldn't hurt anybody, so I wanted to feel safe. She admits that she was slow to warm up to the idea, and I understand that, you know, ladies, the maternal part of you, the nurturing part of you, but part of that nurturing part is protection. So she decided to take the class after her husband wanted to keep, he wanted him to keep his 9mm Glock in the house. Her mother says it was more of a natural fit for them. We hunt, we fish, we ride motorcycles, so this is my bucket list as far as defense, Dawson said. Bren Brown, the owner of Frontier Justice, says at least half of her business is women, mostly ages 18 to 34, young, urban. The shooting range and gun store opened 1 year ago with their sights on this growing demographic. I get asked a lot what would be a gun to suggest to a woman. Now, one of the problems with the MHS system in the military right now is that those guns have to fit in the smallest 5% sized hands, which I don't know if they went around and measured everybody's hands, okay? But apparently something like that has happened. So the MHS hasn't really been picked yet. But ladies, if you're looking for the first gun, okay, if you're looking for the first gun, I'm carrying it already, Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Because of its profile, it is barely wider than the 9mm round itself, which is to say, for women, you know, women, if you carry it on the body like a guy does, may be difficult for a woman. But there are many other ways to carry on body for a woman than there is for a guy, which I think is blatantly unfair. And so you can employ some of those methods, and you're going to be wanting a gun with a very narrow profile. Now, this is not, okay, I'm a Glock guy. Okay, I am a Glock guy. Why am I not carrying the Glock 43? I'm not carrying the Glock 43 because this, with its 8-round magazine, which I bought 2 extras of this weekend, this with its 8-round magazine, one in the pipe, this is a 9-round gun to begin with. Whereas the Glock at best might be 8. So that one round. The other thing about this gun is its price. When I got this at Upstate Armory Group, I think they were priced at $389. So under $400, I've got the gun. It comes with a spare magazine. It comes with an 8-rounder and a 7-rounder. Okay? Well, Bill, if it's so good out of the box, why'd you buy it? Because I wanted 2 8-rounders to go with my spares. I did not want 1 7-rounder. So thank you. As a matter of fact, I actually carry the 7-rounder too. That's a good gun to consider, simply because of its profile. It's a flat gun. I will have another Glock 26 without a doubt. I missed it as soon as I got rid of it. But the Glock offering, the Glock 43, to me, for the money, I think this is the biggest bang for the buck. This is a fine gun for anybody to carry, and we're going to talk about this when we get back. We're going to talk about being an aging male gun carrier as well. But this gun is a fine gun for anybody to carry, any age. It's just as effective. It had the distinction of having the better trigger out of the M&P series, the better trigger out of the M&P full-size and compact. The Shield had the better trigger. It does have a completely, to me, useless safety on it. I don't use them. I don't employ them. I keep mine off. As a matter of fact, if I could figure out how to take it off altogether and I didn't think it was going to alter the way the gun functioned, I'd do so. So, not displeased with it. And here's the thing about this gun. This gun, because of its capacity, which is 8, wearing gym clothes like what I'm wearing, a pair of gym pants right now. All I have is an elastic waistband. Okay? Because of its weight, I can just tie the drawstring, and it will support it with a cheap inside-the-waistband holster. This is a Tagwa. And it will support it and hold it there just fine. And I don't have to wear a belt. And at the same time, I got 9 rounds on me. Guess what that means when I'm at the gym? Because I don't think if you're going to carry a gun that you should ever be disarmed. And those moments where you say, well, I have to be disarmed because I'm in the gym. Well, the only time you should be disarmed when you're in the gym is if you're in the pool. Not if you're just out on the gym floor. I don't think so. Because being on an exercise bike is not exactly a defensive posture now, is it? So it'd be nice to have something that you could find that you could carry on you. This is it. This is it. I, the Agency Arms Glock guy, this is a gun I carry in a lot of circumstances now. My Agency Arms Glock 19, shoulder holster city. Shoulder holster. I'm being told, what if I have to run from a location? I don't have to run. I'm carrying a gun. I'll be serpentining. I'll have my hand on the gun, hanging on to it, make sure it doesn't go anywhere. He's talking about my pants falling off. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
47,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. More and more, I become aware of things, and it bothers me a great deal. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Upstate Armory Group. My friends out there, Sam and Gary. These two guys are two characters. And buying a gun from them is quite the experience. Sam is a retired military member, military veteran. He and I have stepped on some of the same mud, so it's always fun to have a talk with Sam. Gary is a connoisseur of fine cars, and yet here these two guys are very knowledgeable about what they're selling. Go check them out at upstatearmorygroup.com or in Simpsonville, South Carolina. If you want the address, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you're coming to the upstate of South Carolina, you should be swinging by there. One of the things I have become very well aware of is my age. And with that, my physical condition. Now, my physical condition is much better than it was this time last year. But at the same time, I have a long way to go to be where I want to be. However, there are a few things that are just absolutely gone. Not necessarily true with every man my age, but there are some things that I am having to face. I have, number one, arthritis. I have arthritis in both hands. And every morning I have to limber my hands up and just to be able to make a fist. And if I have to punch somebody, I will punch you if you need it, but it's going to hurt. It's going to be one of those things that hurt me more than they hurt you. That's probably why I won't punch you too many times. I'll be going to the gun. Be advised. Back muscles are beginning to bother me. I need to lose some weight, and that will go away when I lose some weight. And I'm getting ready to start a new diet and a new exercise program, and that may go away. But then comes the next part. No matter how much weight I lose, if I get down, my goal is to get down to the weight I weighed when I was in the military, when I got out of the military. And I was pretty solid when I got out that day, trust me. If I can get down there, then I'm going to be happy. But you know what? My joints are not going to be any better. Now, I'm going to do something really stupid, and I'm going to recommend a piece for people my age to get for your knees, especially if you're having knees. If you've ever listened to this before, you know I used to advertise something called a willow. It works. It will reduce your knee pain. However, you remember me talking about the rushes and everything and about the, you know, I used to, when I was in my 20s, when I would train, I would run flat out full speed, rifle and gear all on me. And back in the 80s, we didn't wear as much gear as these guys do nowadays, which is why when you see these young recruits running around in the sand pit, they're not really running that fast because they are wearing an additional 80 pounds of gear. So that slows them down a little bit to my speed. But back in those days, we could run flat out, and we would hurl ourselves to the knee position, slam that buttstock down. I slammed my buttstock down one time so hard that I hit myself dead center in the eye, between the eyes, with the front sight post, which leaves 3 cuts, by the way. And I wasn't the only one that had that happen. We were wearing helmets and everything, but I mean, you know, stuff happens. So those days for me are gone. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be working on here shortly. I'm going to be working on easing myself to the ground on my hands and knees, getting down in the prone position, and then getting up. One thing that didn't occur when I was in the military, we didn't have a whole bunch of stuff on. We didn't carry as much stuff as people do nowadays. And one of the reasons I wear the vest I wear, the Agilite vest, is because it's high. Because getting up and getting in the prone position is going to be hard if you're wearing everything down around your waist. You're going to be laying on top of magazines, and that's going to hurt. So everything needs to be up around your chest. I know this because I can look at things and make that call. I'm not going to say it's going to be a crash course, but it is going to be a bunch of adjustment. It's going to hurt. Goodness, it's going to hurt. There's going to be a lot of Absorbine Junior and Tylenol and Aleve taken there. And I'm going to do it, and I may get successful at it. I may not. I'm going to do it and see. Because for those of us that are getting a little older, we need to stay in motion. We'll stay around a lot longer, and I want to stay around. I chased my 2.5-year-old granddaughter all around this park yesterday. And, oh, my God, she about killed me. Eliza Grace, she definitely can move. And so as you know, I'm not going to be concerned anymore that I can't do what the kids can do because I'm not a kid. So I'm going to have to find an instructor that treats me as not a kid. And I don't want an instructor. I've heard stories about instructors walking up on a guy in a wheelchair and dumping him out of the wheelchair and telling him, well, that's good training. You might need that. Well, maybe. I've seen training things where they've got the guy in a naked choke. They'll have him in a naked chokehold, telling him to shoot his pistol. Trying to figure out in what instance you would find yourself in a naked choke and still trying to extend your arms and shoot your pistol. I would be taking and one elbow goes up, my weapon in my hand goes under in the between my body and my arm. I clamp down on it and I start pulling the trigger. And the guy that's got me in the naked chokehold begins to do a little dance behind me, and his grip will loosen up. That training has a little bit of value. But for me, those days are gone. And I'm lucky because the weapons I picked, the agency arms, guns, and everything, they're lighter. That helps. The grip has been reduced. That helps. The trigger is lighter. That helps. So and the recoil impulse is diminished, and that helps. And for those of us that are older men, or women, for that matter, a gun like this really begins to make sense. And that's what you got to bear in mind. When you go out there and you're looking at something, you think it's too fat or something, this is the beauty of a polymer gun versus a steel gun. Because a polymer gun can be manipulated, shaped, the width, you know, it can be changed. It can be whittled down and turned into something altogether better. And it's a dumb luck that I picked a handgun maker or a handgun modifier that makes them perfect for a pair of hands that are not what they used to be. We can still, gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen, we can still be deadly and tactical in our own way. We're not able to do it that way, so we have to adjust just like anything else in a combat environment. We have to evolve with the situation. That's what I intend to start doing. Do you think the 40 caliber is dead? We'll find out when we get back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Favorite bump, because we can play with this one. Are certain calibers dead? It doesn't matter. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Does it cut off just like that, Ben? Does it cut off? Have I never noticed that before? Does that piece of music, did I cut it when I, does it cut off like that, that abruptly? Okay. Well, I thought maybe I've never listened to it all the way because I'm too busy running, bumping my gums. It's okay. I can't fault Ben because Ben is the man. He's what makes it, makes the glue. Thank you there, glue. Yeah. 40 caliber. 40 caliber was an answer to a question that was asked about, what do we do about 10 millimeter? I also had another opinion, too. 40 caliber, well, 40 caliber came about because the FBI wanted to go to 10 millimeter, and then that didn't work out too good for them because everybody's hands, some people's hands, once again, you know, it's got to fit in people's hands. So along comes 40 caliber, barely, about the roughly the same length as 9 millimeter, like a with the same terminal ballistics as a necked down 10 millimeter. A couple of problems with the 40 when it came out. Nobody, the first gun to come out for the 40, well, I think there was two. There was a Smith & Wesson, and then there was the Glock. Now, Glock, in a stunning move of sheer stupidity, used the 17 slide and bored it a little bit different, put a bigger barrel in it and everything else, and made that the Glock 22 for the 40 caliber pistol. I think that was a stupid move because in the 9mm caliber, that frame is stupendous. In the with the Glock 19, it's stupendous. With the Glock 26, it's stupendous. With the Glock 34, all of the 9mm, that size, stupendous. Put
40 caliber in that, same size gun, and then what you're getting is what they refer to as snappy. Now, 40 caliber was the caliber of choice for law enforcement for decades. Then development came along. Plus, there was 9mm. 9mm was very present in the Miami shootout back in 86. So, all of that part coming along, and we're looking for something bigger. We want something bigger. The 9mm at the time of the Miami massacre, according to the FBI, failed to stop the threat, pure and simple. 10mm, if you can handle a 10mm pistol, okay, there is no more versatile round than a 10mm. The gun that you carry, that you can carry in town, is the gun you can carry out in the woods, and you can deal, you can address bears with that 10mm, because 10mm is a hot round. You do have to have the right kind of gun. The two best guns I've ever seen for the 10mm, best handguns, are the EAA Witness 10mm and the Glock 20, if you do something to where you can grip it a little bit better. If you got big hands, ask Hickok. He can shoot that gun like nobody's business. However, most people can't handle 10mm. I can handle 10mm. I find 40, with its diminished power, but the same kind of snappiness as the 10, I find that distasteful. I don't own one. I've owned one recently. I'll tell you, though, that surprisingly, the best one I ever think I've ever shot for 40 was the Glock 23. I've never figured out how the Glock 23 did what the Glock 22 could not. Now, in ammo development, we had this thing where we started looking at the way the round is constructed and what it does when it hits a person. And the ammunition manufacturers started monkeying with this and playing with this and experimenting with this. And what we've got nowadays is, first, you have this understanding that all handgun rounds are anemic. They're all anemic. They lack when it comes to shooting and stopping somebody. This is why hits, plural, count. The bigger the caliber, of course, the 45 caliber energy dump that happens when it hits something and sticks with something and stops moving, takes you with it. Well, you know, that helps a little bit. The 10mm, pure, flat out, if it hits you and the round deforms and stays in you, good gosh, what kind of damage is that going to do? And that's about it. You have to get into either extreme width, in the case of the 45, compared to the 9. But this is all with ball ammo. Understand, it's all with ball ammo. So, here's the thing. If you're going to carry a 40, and I don't think 40 is dead, okay? The problem with 40 is the guns, not the caliber. The guns, most of the guns, Smith & Wesson has a little bit heavier slide, okay? H&K... Now, when you start looking at the VP9 and everything, and you're looking at the way these guns are built, you realize the gun was actually built for the 40 to a certain degree, and they take the caliber down to 9mm, and you're actually dealing with a very beefy gun. So it handles all of that recoil. And recoil is the thing, the biggest enemy in self-defense of the shooter is going to be the recoil. Because you've got to tame that recoil, you've got to keep that gun on target, and you've got to be continually sending rounds downrange. This is not something I see some of these defensive pistol classes that people go to, and they get up and they go bang, bang, bang. And I'm just, you know, I'm sitting there leaning. I snatch a weapon up, jam it out there, look for that sight, and as soon as I see the slightest hint of being on target, I'm letting it go. And I'm hitting the target. I'm not missing, you know, with the first five or six rounds until everything adjusts. I'm hitting the target. And I'm sending as many rounds. There's not a whole lot of space between the front and the back of each one going down. So, I mean, and that's because I don't want to be shot by the bad guy. I figure if I'm shooting at him more, he's trying to keep his head down. So, if you're going to look at a 40, now, there's right now we're about to have a dump of Glock 22s on the market. And I don't know what to tell you about those. Glock is a fine pistol. They have found that Glock 22s probably wear out. I think, I don't remember if I've seen the report. I've heard people talking about it, but it seems like I've heard that the Glock 22 wears out faster than any of the other Glocks, because the other Glocks
are actually built for the ammo, whereas this gun was just the 9mm pistol that they stuck the 40 in because the magazines would be about the same size. I don't think 40 is dead. If you're going to, if you want to carry 40, by all means carry 40. 40 is not the magic bullet by any means. I mean, I love to tell the story about the cannibal in Florida that two homeless guys on the side of the road, naked for some reason, and one climbs on top of the other one, not to do anything other than eat his face. You know, when I start to tell that story, everybody's like, oh, I don't want to hear this. Then I talk about the eat the face part. A cop rolls up, a Metro-Dade cop rolled up with a Glock 22, 40 caliber. Shot him twice in the back. The guy looked up at the cop and growled at him with his mouth full of the other guy's face. Cop had to shoot him 6 more times to kill him. 40 caliber, despite the terminal ballistics of the 10mm, not the magic bullet. Probably a lot of that had to do with whatever he was on, and another part of it had to do with the fact of where he was placing them, because I don't know if he was doing headshots. I've seen a picture of the guy that he chewed up, and it's it isn't pretty. But this guy took 2 shots off of the 40 and just growled at the cop. And the cop, to his credit, did not need to change his pants after that happened. I think that if I shot somebody twice with any caliber and he looks up at me and just growls at me, I'm going to be like, I've seen this movie before. Except Michael Myers. Michael Myers was, he was the guy, not this guy. Halloween. It was Halloween, wasn't it? We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Getting beat up about the clock. That's okay, though. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Upstate Armory Group. Upstate Armory Group is it's a small little business here nestled in the upstate of South Carolina. Very large, on-hand collection of merchandise. They carry things like Army surplus. For those of you looking at surplus, looking for surplus clothing, equipment, they carry a big selection of that from day to day. And that's ever-changing. Their guns, though, goodness gracious, the guns they carry, AR-15s, they've never known an AR-15 shortage. No matter when you're talking about, during the 2013 scourge that happened, they had AR-15s. Check them out at upstatearmorygroup.com. Do we dare? Because for me, this is an indictment on all media. Well, not all media, not here. Okay? Not GCN, not here. GCN is the alternative, which means we're honest. It's sort of an indictment for all media when you get out there and look at anything political. And, of course, the biggest political football for many of these people are guns and gun control. So you will see all manner of things. If it's a long gun, for example, a lot of them are always lumped into the AK-47 category, even if it's a Russian car. And if they're handguns, well, it doesn't matter if they're a CZ or a Ruger single action. They're all Glocks. Even if they're stun guns, they're all Glocks. And then there's the conflation of data. Like from Hassan Saeed Hassan, a Washington, D.C.-based journalist, he wrote in a recent op-ed that there's been 400 or so mass shootings in the United States 2015. Other news outlets cite the same examples. This is where numbers gotten out and they're pushing it. They're all lying. Or they're redefining the truth, whichever you want it. Instead of using the long accepted and traditional definition of a mass shooting, four or more people killed in a single event, they lump in familicide and terrorist attacks and gang banging. And they silently and arbitrarily switch to completely different definitions created by a self-described anti-gun propagandist. So whenever Pookie drives by and does a drive-by on a rival gang and wounds Miguel, Jose, and Clarence,
Clarence gets a round off and return to Wings Pookie. Now you've got a mass shooting because there's four victims. So, yes, the Associated Press, the New York Times, Washington Post, Fox News, and other news outlets have been quietly accepting the lies of the mass shooting tracker as legitimate to push a liberal anti-gun agenda. Notice I lumped Fox News in with them. That's because Fox News does nothing pro-gun. They use all of the anti-gun terminology out there. If they may be pro-gun, they may claim to be pro-gun. Bill O'Reilly is not pro-gun. I don't care what anybody says. And I don't care if you want to get out there and say, well, Bill, it's because they're, you know, Northeastern conservatives. If you're not for every one of those articles in the Constitution, unabridged, without getting out there and interpreting the text, I got no time for you. I don't care how big or famous you may think you are in the field, friend. No, all of that big and being big and all that fame and everything, you come down to my level real quick, real soon in the field. And that's where it all ends up in. That's where it all ends up in. In 2015, do you want to know how many mass shootings there were actually in 2015? They're saying 400. The actual number? Four. That 396 extra, that's all meant to drum up that emotional response. Like terminology like gun violence and assault weapon, all that stuff. And this sort of deception is encouraged. Now, last week in Tennessee, they adopted the Barrett 50 caliber rifle as their official state rifle because Tennessee is the home of the Barrett. Christopher Ingram, an anti-gun activist writing for the Washington Post, ran an absurdly dishonest piece in response. Here's a headline. Tennessee's new official state rifle is so powerful it can destroy commercial aircraft. Friend, a bird can destroy a commercial aircraft. A pigeon flying into the turbine can take out a plane. And I hate to point this out. Okay. Now, first of all, a round going through the skin of the fuselage of a plane does not mean that everything is sucked out of a really small hole, because the plane skin is just not that tough. How can a bullet puncture it, and yet with that sudden change in pressure, it doesn't come apart? It will come apart, but not from a bullet. You will have a rapid depressurization, but not, you know, not something that's going to take the plane down. That's why they have these masks, okay? And lots of things take out planes. I saw a video the other day of a drone taking out a stabilizer. Guy was filming out the window as they were taking off, and a drone took out a wing stabilizer. And they turned it around and landed it. So lots of things. Planes are big and heavy, and they're defying gravity. So everything on a plane flight ideally is going to go perfect. You're not going to collide with nothing or anything else. Getting out there and saying it can destroy a commercial aircraft, it's not going to make it blow up. Ingram's article is nothing more or less than a paraphrasing of a factually false propaganda piece from the Violence Policy Center, with quotes from the more restrained but equally anti-gun Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. His serial dishonesty is, Bob Owens looked at it at Bearing Arms, but it's clear that the editors of the Post are more than happy to have him continue to deceive their readers. It gives their political agenda a boost as they try to mislead America. Sadly, it's also too common. New York Daily News, they'll get out and lie all day long. They will lie all day long in an attempt to get you to change your opinion. Pick up the phone, call your senators, and demand gun control. That's it. That's all. That's all they're looking for. That's all they want. I don't know what they do if they get it. Because then the topic changes. Today, revolution started in America. Today, special forces deserted their post and moved towards Washington. Rest of military deciding to sit this one out, you know. This is where you want to resurrect somebody that sounds like Walter Cronkite to tell the story on TV. I would actually watch network television while this unfolded. Sad testimony for you. I know. If you're going to watch it on television, very likely it's a lie. Do you notice how the biggest preponderance of talk radio has none of this in it? Tom Hartman, maybe. I don't even know if Randy Rhodes still does her show. Combs, Alan Combs is still out there. But at the end of the day, how, you know, that's three that I can name. I don't even know how that plays. I don't know how that would, I would love to hear them today as they're looking at espionage Clinton there. She's getting ready to try to dodge an indictment. I would love to see that. But do you trust the media? If you're not dialing to the dial here, no. I would actually like it if some of the more conservative pundits out there that are conservative, and they're much better analysts than I am, but don't know a damn thing about the way a gun operates. I would love it if you would take the time, since you're going to talk about it from a position of what I would guess you would say would be being informed, I would love it if you would actually take the time and find out what you're talking about. If you're going to be in the fight with me, at least familiarize yourself with the terminology and know what it means. Not getting out there and, you know, using the same terminology as the gun grabbers. Shep, O'Reilly, Heyer, all you guys, drop it. You claim to be fair and balanced. Be informed. Get informed as well, Fox News. Otherwise, you're dead to me. You folks listening, gather the information for yourself. Don't even take my word for it. How many people are going to tell you that? How many people are going to tell you, don't take my word for it. Go check yourself. I'm just trying to point something out to you. Coming up next from the Sonoran Desert Institute, SDI, it's going to be Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.